أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله، ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وما لكم من نكير. فإن أعرضوا فما أرسلناك عليهم حفيظا، إن عليك إلا البلاغ. وإنا إذا أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة فرح بها، وإن تصبهم سيئة بما قدمت أيديهم فإن الإنسان كفور. لله ملك السماوات والأرض، يخلق ما يشاء، يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور، أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا، ويجعل من يشاء عقيما، إنه عليم قدير. صدق الله العظيم. The few ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us a glimpse of those who have transgressed, disbelieved, disobeyed, sinned, their situation on the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala calls upon each and every reciter of the Quran Kareem, and as a matter of fact, each and every human being, istajibu li rabbikum, respond to the call of your Rabb. In other words, accept the orders, accept the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la maradda lahu min Allah, before the coming of the day, before the day of Qiyamah comes. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Qiyamah, يَوْمٌ لَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, on the day when one will not be able to turn back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is such a one-way path that there is no U-turn a person can take. A person cannot reverse out of the day of Qiyamah. When we stand on the day of Qiyamah, that is it. We will never be able to move in any other direction whatsoever but face Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the description that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given, that there is absolutely no choice. There is absolutely no turn back. In this world, we have a choice. Either we accept the commandments of Allah, or Allah forbid, we reject the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So before there is no choice, let us choose the proper choice, and that is choose to be obedient to Allah, choose to fulfill all the commandments of Allah and respond to this call of Allah Rabbul Izzat. مَا لَكُم مِّن مَلْجَئِ يَوْمَئِذٍ, on that day there will be absolutely no shelter for you, there will be no protection for you, there will be no refuge for you, there will be absolutely nothing else. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَكِيرٍ, and there will be no denying for you. You will not have the opportunity to deny yourself. You will not have the opportunity to deny all the evidences that will be in front of you. Some have translated this slightly differently, and they say that for you on that day, you will never be able to deny yourself because you will be fully recognized by one and all. Fully recognized by the angels, obviously there is no question with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each and every other person will be able to recognize the next person. In other words, in this world, we can disguise ourselves when we have done wrong, we can change our form, a person can put on a false beard, a person can put on a wig, they can make significant changes, so people will be deceived as to our identity. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be fully recognized. There is no denying our identity whatsoever. فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if man turns away from the ahkam, from the commandments of Allah, from accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا, we have not sent you to be a guard over them, to be a person that watches over them. What is your responsibility? إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, your responsibility, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was to deliver the message. You had to deliver this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you. Allah charged you with this duty of giving the message. And of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the message. And that was the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To watch over people, to write down their actions, to see who's doing good and bad. That was in actual fact not the responsibility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would had in his life looked at Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If there were errors, there were mistakes, there were laxities, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected it. That was a different matter. But with regards to those who had not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not do much with regards to that. وَإِذَا أَذَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا. In this part of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again, like at the end of the last surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about man in his inherent qualities, the general trend of man, the chain of thoughts of man, the habits of man is this, that when man tastes, or when we grant man the taste of rahmah, of mercy from us, in other words, when man tastes abundance from Allah, he receives abundance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fariha biha, he rejoices in it, in other words, he exults. There is a great amount of arrogance, there is the sense of entitlement, he feels that he worked hard for it, etc. And then he becomes arrogant because of that. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And if any سَيِّئَةٌ, any evil afflicts him because of what his hand has sent forth, فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ, then certainly man is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is reminding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the insan that you are dealing with. This is that man that you are dealing with, especially when he has not brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The truth is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our iman. He is not in need of our obedience. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the sovereignty of the skies and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah Rabbul Izzat. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whatever he so desires. He has the full choice to do whatever he wants. He may elevate whom he so wants. He may destroy whatever he wants. He may create whatever he wants. Everything is in the hands of Allah. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how weak we are. And he shows us how great he is and what a benefactor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He grants to whomsoever he wishes female offspring. Now that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we think that we have the choice of the kind of child we want to, then obviously we know that we are blissfully mistaken. It is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have a choice in that. That is only the choice of Allah. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows to whomsoever he desires male offspring. So we will see some have many girls, many daughters, some have many sons without having any daughters. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may pair them up, male and female. Some may have children, what they call pigeon pairs. Some may have boys and girls. That is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is absolutely no one that can have any choice with regards to that. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will make whomsoever he wants barren. And sometimes barren can be from the woman's side, that she is unable to bear children. And sometimes it can be from the male side that he is unable to do so. So hence, this is all the choice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And really when we look at this ayat, we will realize how helpless we are in the choices of life. This all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot choose our offspring. We cannot choose their gender. We cannot even choose how they should be. That all comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah is all-knowing. Allah Rabbul Izzat knows what is best for us, who is best for us. male, female, male and female, no children, children, all that is in the knowledge of Allah, what is best for us, Qadir, and Allah Rabbul Izzat is totally able and has the power to give us whatever is good for us. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.